This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. According to the Gaza Health Ministry, more than 40,000 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
More than 40,000 Palestinians have been killed by Israel's military in Gaza since October the 7th, according to the territory's health ministry. The ministry said Israel's offensive has also wounded over 92,000 people and displaced over 85% of the population from their homes. In Gaza, health officials have struggled to fully identify the dead as bodies stream into overwhelmed hospitals and morgues, where they say the count is compiled amid the chaos of war and displacement. On the 7th of October, some 1,200 people were killed by a deadly Hamas attack on southern Israel. I'm Karen Shamas.
Yemen's Houthi leader Abdul Malik al-Houthi on Thursday vowed an inevitable response to recent Israeli attacks, namely the targeting of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh, Hezbollah's Fuad Shuk, and the port city of Hodeidah. Ksenia Kavana, or Karolina, a Russian-American, was sentenced to 12 years in prison on Thursday by a Russian court. Rachel Judah has more.
The Los Angeles resident pleaded guilty at a closed trial in the Ural city of Yekaterinburg. Karolina's case was heard by the same court and judge that convicted Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich of espionage in July. The court said investigators found Karolina had, on the 24th of February 2022, the first day of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, transferred funds in the interests of a Ukrainian organization, which was then used for ammunition, medicines, and weapons. Supporters say the donation had gone to a New York-based charity called Razom for Ukraine that provides humanitarian aid to children and the elderly in the country. The charity has denied it provides any military support to Kyiv.
Rachel Judah from Reuters. This is VOA News. Thousands of women marched overnight across several Indian cities, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi called for strict punishment for crimes against women as protests against the rape and murder of a female doctor escalated. Fiona Jones from Reuters reports.
Women demonstrated while holding posters that said "Reclaim the Night," referring to the lack of safety for women in India, especially after dark. This included in the city of Kolkata, where the 31-year-old medic was found dead, protester Rinki Ghosh.
"We have come here to demand justice because I have a daughter. I am scared to send her anywhere. I am here today because something about this incident must be done."
The victim's colleague said she had gone to sleep on a seminar room floor after a marathon 36-hour shift. She was found dead last Friday. The women's marches follow nationwide protest action taken by doctors, which started last week, demanding justice for the victim and safer working conditions.
That was Fiona Jones from Reuters. Former president and current Republican nominee Donald Trump plans to hold a news conference later Thursday, but his rally in North Carolina shows little has changed. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Donald Trump is set to hold his second news conference in as many weeks as he adjusts to a newly energized Democratic ticket before next week's convention. It comes a day after Trump was in North Carolina. His campaign had billed it as a major economic address.
"They say it's the most important subject. I'm not sure it is."
And while he did make some soaring pledges, Trump made little effort to stay on topic and instead veered into familiar tangents with deeply personal attacks on Kamala Harris.
"She's not smart."
Saying Democrats are being politically correct in trying to elevate her to the White House. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Donald Trump is asking the judge in his New York hush money criminal case to delay his sentencing. His lawyer suggested that sentencing him as scheduled on September 18th, about 7 weeks before Election Day, would amount to election interference. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance has agreed to debate Democratic candidate Tim Walz on October 1st, hosted by CBS News.
"I think we ought to do as many debates as we possibly can. Tim Walz, I guess we agreed to do a debate on October 1st.
Vance also challenged Walz to meet on September 18th on CNN. The Harris-Walz campaign followed up with a message saying Walz, quotes, "looks forward to debating J.D. Vance if he shows up," unquote. For more news from around the world, go to our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.